KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have cloudy skies and 24 degrees in Atlantic. Winds north-northeast at around 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Our weather forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies with light snow this afternoon, a high around 27. Winter weather advisory will be in effect from noon today through 6 a.m. Saturday for Cass and several surrounding counties. In the news, a pedestrian struck by a semi in Page County Thursday afternoon has died from injuries suffered in the accident. The Iowa State Patrol reports a 2011 Peterbilt tractor trailer driven by 35-year-old Justin Nall of Savannah, Missouri, was traveling north on Highway 71 near the intersection with Nottoway Valley Park a little bit after 2 p.m. Thursday when the pedestrian, 50-year-old Joey Clark McComb of Clarinda, walked into the southbound lane. McComb then proceeded to walk back into the northbound lane into the path of the semi before being struck. He was transported by Clarinda Rescue to the Clarinda Regional Health Care Center, where he died from his injuries. In an update to our report earlier this week, the Iowa State Patrol says a man who was injured in a Monona County collision Monday night has died from his injuries. 93-year-old Lawrence Nelson of Mapleton died at the Mercy Hospital in Sioux City, where he'd been flown by helicopter following the head-on collision that occurred just before 11 p.m. Monday, northwest of Mapleton. Nelson's 2014 Chevy Impala had collided with the 2015 Jeep Cherokee, driven by 26-year-old Terry Miller of Mapleton, as both vehicles were traveling on Highway 141 just west of Plum Avenue. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Miller was transported by Mapleton Rescue to Mercy, Sioux City. The accident remains under investigation. Two people were arrested on separate charges Thursday in Creston. Authorities this morning say 28-year-old Shelby Nicole Johnson of Sheraton was arrested at around 10:40 a.m. on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Her arrest followed an investigation into a series of thefts at the Creston Walmart, the merchandise for which was valued at $170. Johnson posted a $300 bond and was released from the Union County Jail. And just before 5 p.m. Thursday, 22-year-old Aaron Jeffrey Johnson of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 cash or surety bond. Officials of the Glenwood Police Department Thursday are warning area residents of a new texting scam involving a person who claims to be from a member of the area clergy. In one instance, a person who said they were Father Dan Sepker texted a recipient and, after some back-and-forth messages, asked for a gift cards to be purchased for a friend of his battling cancer in the hospital. The priest or father said the patient needed the gift card to download his favorite songs and video to help boost his confidence, faith, and morale in the next phase of his surgery and throughout the therapy. The scammer also said they would reimburse the message recipient as soon as possible. Authorities warn you this is a scam, and if you receive a similar text claiming to be from an area priest or minister, do not fall for it. Have any questions as to the validity of such texts, contact your clergy or representative of your church directly. Well, this time of year, county and local governments are considering funding requests from various entities. In Adair County, for example, the Board of Supervisors will meet at 9 o'clock this morning to hear additional requests for fiscal year 2021. Those requests will come from the Adair County Fair Board, Adair County Home Health Care, Midwest Partnership, and Environmental Services. Earlier this week, the board heard from several other groups and entities serving Adair County for their funding requests. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers says with a chance of accumulating snowfall today and tonight, the Clarinda Police Department is reminding citizens of that community about the snow ordinance. The snow ordinance says no person shall park any motor vehicle or other apparatus upon any street of the city that will obstruct the removal of snow when there has been an accumulation of 2 inches or more. Any vehicle left parked on any street in violation of the ordinance may be impounded, and the registered owner of the vehicle subject to a $30 parking fine, along with a payment of all applicable towing and storage charges before his or her vehicle is released. The parking ban will remain in effect until the snow ceases to fall and the streets have been plowed from curb to curb. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said an Atlantic man was charged with OWI first offense following an investigation into a single vehicle property damage accident near Lewis Wednesday afternoon. Emergency crews were called to the scene at around 4:12 p.m. Authorities said 67-year-old Joseph Francis Emmert was traveling on Highway 6 at the AT&T curve when he failed to negotiate the curve and lost control of his vehicle. The car went into the south ditch and came to rest upright near a building site. There were no injuries reported. Emmert was being held on a $1,000 bond in the Cass County Jail, pending an appearance in front of the magistrate. In our funeral announcements, Noreen Legan, age 96, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Noreen Legan will be held today at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Barbara Ann Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died December 24th. A memorial service for Barbara Anderson will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Auchendrey Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jack Connolly, age 96, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died Monday in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Jack Connolly will be today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Charles Erlbacher, age 68, of Dow City, died Monday at the Crawford County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Charles Erlbacher will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janice Joan Jewell Jacobson, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Homes. Funeral services for Janice Jacobson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. McLaren's Funeral Chapel in West Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. John Christensen, age 75, of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of Harlan, died December 27th. A celebration of life for John Christensen will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Hoig, age 93, of Atlantic, died January 2nd at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Mary Hoig will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lawrence Edgington, age 86, of Panora, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Lawrence Edgington will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Cindy McElfish, age 61, of Messina, died Monday. Services for Cindy McElfish will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. And Dennis Patterson, age 87, of Panora, died Wednesday at Panora Specialty Care. No services are planned for Dennis Patterson, but a visitation will be held on Sunday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.